Can I get your name and position?
Patrice Ayers. I'm the wildlife technician here at the Mead.
We're going to be seeing a special waterfowl meeting that is there to talk about the restrictions that went into place on waterfowl hunting at the Mead Wildlife Area a couple of years back. Why don't you explain more about this?
Back in 2007, we had a group of hunters that came to the office and spoke to us about what they could do to increase opportunity and enhance experience for waterfowl hunters here on the Mead Wildlife Area. We held a couple meetings, 2007, 2008, and a set of rules was formulated. And we took those rules to the spring hearing in 2009, where they passed and went into effect for a three-year trial period. So we had the special regulations for 2010, 2011, and 2012. Each year, we held a meeting after the waterfowl season and talked to our hunters just to see how things were going, if they were seeing any results, if they were seeing an improvement in the number of birds they were seeing and whatnot. They loved the new rules, and with their input to our state waterfowl ecologist, we made the rules permanent. This would be our first permanent year, 2013 was. The rules, we have a refuge enlargement. We also, during the first 16 days after opening weekend, we have an early closure, so waterfowl season ends at 1 p.m. And we also have no early hunting of waterfowl, so the early goose is not here at the Mead. When the exterior opens, we don't do that here at the Mead. No waterfowl hunting until the first day of the northern opener.
One of the things that we've been seeing out of a lot of the waterfowl groups is that they are trying to lessen the pressure that is being placed on the birds, especially at the start of the season. Is this part of that effort to try to ease that pressure?
Correct. We are very heavily hunted, especially opening weekend. We see anywhere between 450 and 650 hunters. Saturday. So that's a lot of people. We've got about 13,000 acres of wetlands. So it gets pretty crowded, pretty congested. The birds don't like the pressure. And if the pressure continues, they eventually just go off property.
Are we going to be seeing any changes to those rules this year?
Nothing new this year. We are going to open discussion up with our hunters, if they're happy, if they would like to see anything different. You know, it's something that we want them to guide us. We don't want to guide them. We want them to tell us what they think would work, and, you know, work with us to make it a better experience for them.
If people are looking for more information about this meeting, who do they get in contact and where do they go?
They can contact myself, Patrice Ayers. My phone number is 715-457-6771. I'm at extension 5. Or they can visit the website at www.meadwildlife.org. Or they can come to our meeting.